Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Whether you're interested in hunting, fishing, or enjoying fall foliage, the November issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine has you covered. Managing editor, Charles Lohrman.
In this issue, Henry Chappell takes us hunting for pheasant out on the high plains of the Texas Panhandle. It's a cold and windy day, and he talks about the problems of getting the dogs to pay attention and bring the birds back to the right hunter, and it's an interesting personal explanation of the challenges and the fun of being outdoors and enjoying camaraderie and the dogs and the weather. And then he takes us over to East Texas and guides us on the trail of the elusive woodcock. Even people who've lived in the big thicket all their lives have never seen in some cases because it hides out in dense brambles and even the dogs have a hard time finding it. In fact, he says in some cases you can be 10 feet away, your dog's on point, and you don't believe there's anything in there because it's so dense and the birds don't always flush.
Lohrman says you'll also find an intriguing piece on fall foliage driving tours you can take without ever leaving Texas, as well as a great story for saltwater anglers on stocking redfish in the shallow bays of the coastal bend. November's Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. Don't miss a word. That's our show for today. Now go outside and play. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.